Paul Thorne has been building his audience for decades. He named his label Perpetual Obscurity Records. But he is a Southern storyteller with a stage banter that's humble and honest and a musical delivery that's gruff and gritty.
Don't let the devil ride.
Paul Thorne made his recording debut in 1997, and ever since he's given his fans plenty of bluesy roots rock music. Now, a return to the songs of his childhood, especially the performances that he heard in the black churches of Tupelo, Mississippi.
If you let the devil ride, you're gonna wanna die. Don't let him ride.
His new CD is called Don't Let the Devil Ride. Paul Thorne joins us from the studios of member station KUT in Austin. Thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank y'all for having me.
You grew up singing and playing music in your father's Pentecostal church, right?
Yes, sir, I did.
Well, what was that like?
It's a place where they believe in, you get saved, sanctified, and when you get the Holy Ghost, you start speaking in tongues. And the music in these churches is amazing. There's actually, when I was a kid, there were two types of churches. There were the churches where the white people attended, and there was the churches where the black people attended. The black churches, it was a whole different thing. They had it sounded like rhythm and blues music, and that was the type that really got into my head and that I really liked the most.
Come on. Let's go to the house of the Lord.
You played the tambourine when you were three at your father's church, I gather?
Yeah, even though he was a pastor, we would travel and do revivals, like evangelism type work. Every night before my dad would preach, he would put me up on top of the altar, stand me up where everybody could see me, and I would take this tambourine and I would sing. One night at the last night of the revival, I got a surprise and they took up an offering for me. After I had sang my songs, I had a whole tambourine full of dollar bills.
Ah.
So that was my first paying gig. Yeah. And that same night that I had that tambourine full of money, and there was a girl, I think she was about 12. She was older than me, but after the service, I asked her to come out to the Coke machine behind the church. I bought her a Coca-Cola with my winnings, and we sat on the steps holding hands with the money I made from singing. Praise the Lord.
Oh, that, what a beautiful story. Well, let's hear another cut. This is Soon I Will Be Done.
There'll be no more weeping and wailing. No more weeping and wailing. There'll be no more weeping and wailing. I'm going home to live with God, my Lord. I soon will be done.
Wow, that's a gospel song.
Yes, it is. Yeah, and I love that song, because, everybody has trouble in life, and there are, sadly, people in the world that don't have hardly any joy or happiness in their life, and it gives them a hope that in the afterlife they'll soon be happy and the troubles will be over, and what a wonderful thing to believe.
Yeah. You recorded some of these songs in, I see the Sam Phillips Recording Studio, right?
We recorded half the album at Sam Phillips Recording Studio. Everybody knows that's the man that discovered Elvis. And then we cut the other half at Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, which is famous, for being the place where Rick Hall did all his magic. Coincidentally, the first person I ever wrote songs for back in the 80s was, I got signed to Rick Hall as a staff writer. And so it was really kind of neat to come back after all this time and circle back around and do my gospel record there. And, Rick recently passed away, but what's really great about it is PBS filmed a documentary of the making of the album that's coming out in May. And Rick is actually in the video with us. So those are some precious memories that will live on even after I'm gone.
Well, let's hear a cut that was recorded at Brick Hall Studio in Muscle Shoals, Love Train.
People all over.
kind of a slowed-down version of Love Train by the OJs.
I always loved the song, but if we could all live our lives by the words of this song, it would fix everything in the whole world. Everything's so divided, and there's so many people hate people just because of where they're from or what they look like. It's a song about tolerance that's greatly needed.
Yeah. This music might have a role in these times.
It could. You know, nobody can change the world, but you can change little things in your own world, you know, by being a light, you know. And, you know a tree by the fruit it bears. You know, I want this album to have some good fruit people can put in their hearts and apply it to their lives.
That's musician and trailer park philosopher Paul Thorne, on tour now. His new gospel CD is called Don't Let the Devil Ride. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, I appreciate the time we spent together. I hope I see you sometime down the road.
Hope so, sir. Thank you.